Welcome to the Amherst Wesleyan Church Sermon Podcast. Every month, we like to tackle a different series of topics. And last month, we talked about what does it mean to be part of a church? Well, this month, we're tackling the topic of junk food. Now, what makes junk food junk food? How come it's not just called food? Like, what about it allows us or necessitates us to call it junk? Well, number one, generally speaking, it's bad for you. It has calories, but no building blocks. Like, your cells are made up of proteins and amino acids and stuff like that, and junk food just has a whole lot of, like, glucose and carbohydrates and those things that aren't those building blocks. It's like trying to build a house with electricity, right? That's kind of the difference in those, in the kinds of food. This is kind of like electricity food, but what you really need are bricks and lumber and drywall and tile. That's the stuff that you need to build a house, right? And junk food is mainly just the calories without any of the building blocks. Junk food is junk food because it fills you up way too quickly so that you can't eat the good food that you need to actually be healthy. Junk food is junk food because it's addictive. You ever seen the Lay's commercial where it's like, can you eat just one? And then there are things in our world that are even kind of talked about as if they're healthy, but really are just junk food, like breakfast cereal. How in the world did we ever make Lucky Charms part of a healthy breakfast? It's got marshmallows in it. Who said it was the best part? Yeah, it's the best part. You know why it's the best part? Because it's not healthy. Like, that's kind of the stuff, that's generally speaking, the kind of stuff that makes junk food junk food. It has the calories, but no building blocks. It's addictive. It kind of looks good for you, but it isn't. It doesn't have anything that really adds to your life. And sometimes it has preservatives or chemicals or just content in it that, when consumed or consumed in large quantities, actually does damage to your body. That's why we call it junk food. Now, we are not actually talking about physical, like, food today. That's not what we're getting at. We're not here. I'm not here this morning to tell you that you cannot eat pizza, you cannot eat hamburgers, you cannot eat chips, you cannot, like, that's not what this is about, okay? So you can all relax. Everyone take a deep breath. But what I want to tackle this month is the junk food type things in our lives. And today, what I want to in particular tackle is how we consume media content and how much of the media content that we consume is junk food for our brains. Now, for me, I can tell you, like, I have wrestled and struggled with junk media the same as all of you. There are times when I am there and I've got my phone out and I'm scrolling and I'm scrolling and I'm scrolling and I'm scrolling, and then it's 1 a.m. and I'm scrolling and it's like, what am I doing? There are days when I'm watching a show or a movie and I'm watching it and I'm like, what is this? And then I keep watching it. There have been times in my life when I have watched entire shows that were nothing but glorifying violence or glorifying sex or glorifying like horror, and it did nothing good for me. There have been times in my life when pornography was the junk food of my mind. It's there, it fills your head. All these calories, no good building blocks. And for, I think, everybody in this room, because we live in North America, because we live in Canada, because the year is 2026 and we are constantly bombarded by media and technology and TV and streaming, and we have miniature media feeders in our pockets, we are constantly wrestling with the matter of media being thrown at us and all the junk media coming at us. And it's important for us to realize this, take note of it, and evaluate these things. You may be in the situation where you too have struggled with some of the things I've struggled with. Maybe you have struggled with in the past. Maybe you're struggling with now. Maybe somebody that you're close with is struggling with it. Maybe it's a matter of that you are stuck and you're addicted to, or maybe you're not even addicted to, but you enjoy watching porn. Maybe it's something where you're digging into words or books or images that are simply evil, but you find it entertaining. Maybe it is something where you find humor in things that are crass or things that are inappropriate or things that belittle people and destroy people. Maybe you are scrolling through content and you're scrolling and you're scrolling and you're scrolling and it takes up your time, it takes up your energy, it takes up your brain energy, but then you get to the end of it and you don't remember anything that you actually watched. Maybe you're listening to music or you're watching shows or you're playing games and you find that you can't stop. Maybe you kind of get around this by watching documentaries. But the documentaries just fill your head with more junk because they're not actually about facts. They might take up too much time in your life. It may take up too much focus in your life. You may find that you start getting obsessed over it. I think everybody in the room can probably pinpoint some area of their life where the media in their life is junk food. You think that's probably fair to say? It's going to probably be different for most of us. But I think it's important for us to take note and acknowledge that there is junk food media coming into our lives and coming into our brains and into our hearts that has an effect. This content comes in and it consumes your focus, it consumes your energy, it consumes your time. You see this with your kids where they consume too much media and they start having these either weird ideas or they start being selfish or they start being moody or they start being grumpy or they start being depressed or they are just consumed with media that's not even just like media content as in like shows and movies and scrolling, but you're looking at the content that comes from their friends and you're looking at all the comments and all the things that are coming from your family and friends through different messenger apps, and they're starting to get affected by that. I've got three young kids, and when they watch too much media content, they actually start losing their minds. You may find that as you watch these shows or listen to this music or read these books or whatever, that you start to repeat out loud the things that you hear in the shows. That you start to think about those things more often. You may find that you end up desiring things that are on the shows that you never desired before. Anybody here obsessed with home renovation shows? Just so you know, those shows are not designed to teach you how to renovate your house. They're designed to make you uncomfortable with what you presently have so that you go out and you spend your money on getting something else. Not to mention, you get on a roll with a book or a movie or show or content or scrolling, and you just stay up way too late. Now, for some of you, way too late is like 9:30. Others of you in this room, it may be 2 or 3 in the morning. And that sounds ridiculous to those of you who are up until 9:30, but it's true. So what are we supposed to do with that? There's nothing in the Bible that says, thou shalt not watch thine TV after 10 p.m. Right? There's nothing in there that says, like, only YouTube Kids is appropriate. Right? Like, there's nothing in there that says that. But there is lots in the Word of God that gives us direction on how we're supposed to handle the junk food in our lives. So, I want you to turn with me to this passage, Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9, verse 43. Jesus is speaking to the people around him, and he says, if your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands to go into hell where the fire never goes out. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than to have 2 feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell. I don't believe that passage is actually about cutting off your hand or cutting off your foot or removing your eye. What he's saying there is, if there is something in your life that is leading you down the wrong path, that is poisoning you, that is poisoning your family, that is having a negative effect on your life and is leading you down a path of sin, then it is better to get rid of that and deal with all the consequences of getting rid of that than to hold on to it, maintain the convenience, and maintain the little bit of entertainment that you get from that, and end up doomed. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul says, I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. In Romans chapter 12, he also says, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. And in Philippians chapter 4, he says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. This is what I want you to get. I want you to get today that all junk food fills you up but leaves you empty. All junk food fills you up but leaves you empty. And yeah, you can consume what you want to consume. Yeah, you can have what you want to have. But is it better to have that and have the negative consequences and maybe lead yourself or your family to destruction, whether that's present problems or eternal damnation, or to get rid of it and have that change in your life and in your family's life? There's another passage in the Gospel of John where when Jesus is talking to a woman at a well. And he's there at this well. It's a physical, literal well where they get water. And he says to this woman, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." There's the contrast, folks. Junk food fills you up and leaves you empty, but the life of Christ, the water, the living water of Jesus, fills you up, and not only fills you up, but overflows so that it pours out of you. It gives you eternal life and pours out and spreads to other people. Junk food is this thing that fills your belly. It makes you, fills your mind, takes up your time, gives you this feeling of satisfaction, but it gives you nothing. But the living water of Christ is something that fills you up and overflows and continues to give and continues to give and continues to give and then spreads, overflows onto those around you. We face this problem of being constantly sold junk food for our minds. And you've got to understand that the stuff on social media, the stuff on YouTube, the stuff on TV, the stuff on your streaming services, the stuff that's being thrown at you, that content is, by vast majority, junk. And we know it's junk because it doesn't actually fill you with anything good. It fills you up and leaves you empty. When you finish scrolling, you don't ever go, "Oh man, I feel so at peace and so complete now that I've scrolled through 37 videos." I have never said that. But a good time with the Word of God and sitting and listening for His voice, man, that can carry me all week. One's junk food. One's living water. And for you and your family and your friends, we need to understand that junk food fills you up but leaves you empty. And we need to approach this problem that we face and are bombarded with understanding that. We all want to be healthy. We want our kids to be healthy. We've got to cut back on the junk food. And so there's a shift that needs to take place. You know, the basic rule of thumb is you eat your meal and then you have your dessert. Right? we need to adopt even that similar principle in our lives when it comes to media. Fill up on the good content of Christ. That's what we need to be doing first. That means your time for your small group. That means the time for being in the Word of God. And whether that's reading it or listening to it or watching videos on Right Now Media where it's a devotional that talks about it and teaches it, listening to our podcast. Our sermons are online on the website. They're on different platforms for podcasts where you can listen to the sermons and be filled up that way. Like, you need to make sure that you are gaining the good, healthy building blocks, the living water of Christ first, and that fills your belly, that fills your mind. That's what you need to be healthy. That's what you need to be restored. That's what you need to be repaired. And so you need to make more time for God and make time for God first. Then you need to cut back on the junk food. You need to make sure, you need to be looking at what you're consuming and determine whether this is healthy or if this is poisonous, whether this is good or whether it's junk, whether it's going to actually help you feel better or if it's actually going to make you depressed and angry and annoying. And you also need to make sure that whatever you're consuming in appropriate amounts. Folks, I really, 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 really like donairs. And pizza. And when they're combined, oh, it's glorious. But I know that if I eat too much Donair pizza, I'm probably going to see it more than once. And I'm going to feel it. And it's just not going to be good. It's not going to be good. I think there's an appropriate amount of Donair pizza that I can eat, and then there's when you eat too much of it, it becomes poisonous to our lives. I think it's the same with media. There's some media that isn't necessarily just Bible content that you can consume. But you've got to understand that if you consume too much of it, it then can become poisonous. Eat your vegetables. Eat your meat. Then have a small desserts. We need to be consuming media in appropriate amounts. The reality is that if it doesn't make you more like Jesus, it's probably not worth holding on to. And if it is having a negative impact on your life, but it's comforting, but it's enjoyable, but it gets you through the evening, but it is having a long-term negative impact on your life or on your family, then it is not worth keeping. And I believe that when we cut out the junk food because it fills you up, but leaves you empty, and you start being filled up with the living water that is Christ, then you will find that you have increased focus, you have increased energy, that you have more clarity, you have better relationships, you have better physical health, because it's all linked together, that you have a stronger mind, and that you have a better impact on those around you, because it is living water that fills you up and overflows. I know that it would be much easier for me to just mind my own business and not tell you guys what shows to watch or contents to listen to or books to read and just let you guys go about your merry way. But the reality is that junk food fills you up but leaves you empty. And as long as you are empty but full of junk, you are not ready to be filled with the living water that is Christ, and it's going to have an impact on you and it's going to have an impact on your family now and in eternity. And it's very easy for us to say, well, it's just Instagram. It's just YouTube. It's just it leaves you empty. So fill up with the living water of Christ first. The worship team's going to come back up and they're going to do another couple songs here. And you may be here and you may be kind of struggling with this where you feel the Holy Spirit saying to you, listen, that show you've been watching or that habit of scrolling or that game you're playing or that type of movies that you're into or whatever it is, you can feel the Holy Spirit saying, hey, you need to give that up. You need more of me. During these next songs, this is a great moment for you to lean into that and surrender that to Him. Because the moment you leave this space, it's going to get easier and easier for you to kind of push that thought aside and justify it. It's going to get easier and easier for you to ignore it and say, no, I don't need to actually give that up. I'm just overthinking it. I don't need to give it up. Folks, if God is saying give it up, it is better for you to give it up and miss out on whatever it is that brings to your life and have the living water of Christ than to have it and face doom. Take these moments to really surrender, to lean into that, to accept what God is saying to you. If you're here this morning and you're like, man, I have never experienced something that actually fills me up so that I'm not thirsty, that has this living water that fills me so completely with peace and love and joy that it carries me throughout the week. And you want to know what it means to have the living water of Jesus, or you need to finally surrender your life to Him and have that living water poured out on you, then this is that moment that you surrender it to Him, or you come find me or somebody that you know in this space that you trust who might have the answer, and you ask them. But during these next couple songs, don't run away from what God is saying to you. Don't ignore it. Don't fight it. Listen to Him. He's talking to you. And He has living water for you. But if you choose junk food instead, it'll fill you up. It'll just leave you empty.
Thanks for listening and being part of our church and joining us in this journey to become down-to-earth people following Jesus in down-to-earth ways.